This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builder Supply. Mark Turney from the Umpqua National Forest, thanks for coming in this morning.
You betcha. Thanks for having me.
Well, things are starting to reopen. That includes the forest. And I see you've got another campground that opened on Friday.
We did. Yeah, the southern half of Diamond Lake opened up Friday. And we're trying really, really hard to get some more open this weekend, or for this weekend.
I know that the process of reopening a campground is not as simple as it probably seems to the average person.
It's not. We wish it were, but it really isn't. We've got to go in and assess damage from the past winter. In this case, we actually found we had a lot of beetle damage that we had to mitigate, which meant, unfortunately, cutting down a lot of trees.
Wow. So to go through and do this, that kind of work would normally be done earlier, but that's during the time when you didn't really have staff out doing that because of all the restrictions.
That's absolutely right. We were late getting our temporary people and seasonal people on this year for obvious reasons, and then that just made it more difficult to get out and get the work done.
And so have you got certain campgrounds targeted right now, or are you still assessing some of them?
It's a mixed bag, honestly. Right now, we're still assessing a lot of the campgrounds, though we have a group of, we're hoping, 10 or 11 that are going to open in the next week or so.
Wow. And of course, for folks getting into July and warmer weather, you probably got people asking a lot of questions because they're ready to go camping.
My phone burns up pretty much every day, yeah.
So if people are out in places that are already open, what are some of the things they need to know about what's going on right now?
Well, I mean, we are under personal use restrictions as far as fire goes. So any campfires you have, you need to have in approved Forest Service fire rings. And then just, you know, it's the traditional stuff every year. Make sure you leave it the way you came into it and make sure your fires are out 100%.
What about things like bathrooms, things like that?
Well, a lot of our bathrooms are being maintained, but because they're not being maintained at the level that we would like them to be as far as COVID-free, we have to let everyone know that we cannot guarantee a COVID-free environment, though we try very, very hard to do so.
So what should people take with them if they're going to be out and might need to use those facilities?
Well, you'd want to take out all the things that, you know, we've been hearing about for years, hand sanitizer, bring a mask, you know, the standard things that we've been hearing this year that are unfortunately out of the norm, that are now the norm.
What's it been like to be on staff during this time for you?
It has been very, very different. The vast majority of us are teleworking. We have some people in the office, though all of our offices are closed currently. We can do some minor work over the phone, and then we do a lot of work online. So it's been an interesting year, to say the least.
And I suppose you've probably learned Zoom or something similar by now.
We are using Teams, and I've gotten really good at it.
And of course, you have that thing where your commute is gone to just seconds.
My commute is horrible. I have to go down 16 stairs to get to my office now, and it's horrible in the morning.
Well, at least though, and there's probably an advantage to having multi-stories because at least you get to separate it a bit.
It's separated, and I get a workout at the same time. It's a good thing.
Wow. So what kinds of things are you looking forward to over the summer with the forest in terms of, I mean, we're already expecting a hotter, drier summer. We've been talking about that. So you're not only dealing with getting some things back open, but also dealing with that potential too.
Yeah, the fire potential this year is very real. Fortunately, we have a fantastic staff that's absolutely ready to go. They are true professionals in every sense of the word.
And again, it was the Diamond Lake South Campground that opened Friday. The North opened like a week or so ago, right?
Correct, yeah.
And then others coming up. So as the word gets out, we'll let people ought to know as they get ready to enjoy the forest.
Well, I mean, as always, just recreate safely. And as far as any openings go, please check our Facebook page, the Forest Facebook page, as well as our official website for the most up-to-date information.
All right, Mark Turney from the Forest Service, Umpqua National Forest, thanks for coming in.
You bet. Thank you. Have a great day.
836 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.